Was it only a scratch? Izza could sit for hours staring out the window, motionless and barely breathing. When Ben first saw her like that, he thought she must have had a stroke. It was easy to think of strokes and heart attacks when confronted with middle or old age. "Don't give yourself a coronary," he'd say to his father, his mother, when they struggled with something, the hammer, the hose. But Izza, he learnt, was her own age, susceptible neither to strokes nor sighs. Her cane was strong, the walls of her house made to withstand the coastal winds, the frequent waves. Her eyes looked breakable, though. When Ben stopped thinking the worst, when he stopped thinking heart failure and deep vein thrombosis, he started noticing all the lines around her eyes and to imagine what would happen if all the lines were to join and form one long continuous line to infinity. "A whirlpool," she'd say, as if she'd read his mind. And then, "You are young, you are for the leaving, for the taking." Izza would engrave words on Ben as if he were the glass and she the diamond.